escuela now puede all other members that are here now. So I don't know what it means. Oh, I move your second.
Yeah.
Let's start then with the Limpopo report. It's dated 7th February. It says introduction. On it, I asked that it must be sent last week, and it was sent on Thursday. I think members went through it. We visited two districts, Capricorn and Sikukune. On page 2, there's fields of the oversight with our clients there. And then page 2, number 3 is the delegation. And then those are the people that were there from the legislature, and then from the organized labor. And then page 4.4 is the oversight and monitoring visit in Capricorn and Sikukune education district. And page 4.5 is the meeting that we had on Monday with the Department of Education, with DBE, with the senior officials, the SGB, and the principal association and organized labor. And then the meeting that the Honorable Fandeval actually was referring to, which the MEC apologized. And then those were the opening remarks. And then we had the presentation by the HOP. And then the state of the admission, restriction of learners. And then we had the LTSM. We had the staff establishment. We had school improvement plans. We had the availability of learner transport. We had functionality of SGBs. And the state of school infrastructure, the rollout of ICT, the early childhood development, the inclusive education and introduction of sign language, and the progress on merging of rationalization of small and unavailable schools, the implementation of conditional grants. And then those were the inputs by the stakeholders. We had input from SGB, from SAPA, and we had the input from NAPTOSA. Those were committee observations. And then we visited the schools in the afternoon, started with the Eureka Full Service Primary School. We also went to Komnadia Technical High School. We also went to Grace and Hope School of Learners with Special Education Needs. And then we also went to Papani Secondary School. We also went to Dipala Primary School. We also went to Sisaku Technical High School. And then we also went to Batarang Primary School. We also went to Sipiyo Mulenge Secondary School. And then we also went to Mutame Secondary School and Muratebe Primary School. And in all the schools, we identified the observations and the challenges in the schools. And then we made the recommendation. And then a conclusion is on page 26. And then there is the portfolio committee recommendations overall now in all the schools. And then we've made the recommendation on infrastructure, on overcrowding, on shortages of LTSM, on PPN, on NSNP, on school security. And then on the last part is appreciation, which was done by myself to the stakeholders that were there. So that is the report of oversight in the POPO. Honorable Kuwela, Honorable Mashezi.
Thank you, Chair. I've read through the report. So I just wanted to see how the whole oversight is going. The problem that I have with this is the fact that in both occasions the MEC didn't come to come and account and also to lay out her plan on how she's gonna be able to deal with this pertinent issue. So if you have an official coming and saying, this is our plan, difficult to actually cement on that because, you know, you don't have a political commitment. So I have a, I'm actually getting a challenge with this report to say, like, you know, do we basically, I mean, as a DA we are approved, but it's not something we have to discuss. But, you know, I've actually sent a letter to you to ask that you invite the NEC to come and basically present your plan because we need to have some milestones that we can be able to say, you know, these are the challenges, can she be able to deal with those in a certain time? Because there's no real commitment, even if when I look at this, even if the HOD had a commitment, we cannot really hold him accountable, even the NEC itself. We need her commitment to be able to assist us to deal with the challenges.
I think that's the view from Honorable Mashinzi. But my view is that these are two separate issues. If we agree as the committee to invite the NEC, I think we must invite her and have a date where she will come and tell us what happened. But oversight has happened without her because generally, anyway, when you go to provinces, they come for the first meeting and then you are on your own.
No, it's the last meeting.
Yeah, the first meeting or the last meeting. But the oversight has happened, and which is the report that we are dealing with. Honorable Fela?
Chairperson, the letter of the Matisse today is in the Ministry of Concern. We were told that at the end of the oversight, we did indicate that we would love to invite the MEC to come home and report that. However, we have appreciated if the DDA could do that from the account of the RCT and the MEC who was unable to attend. In any case, that's what we have at the end of the oversight and we look forward to that process. And equally, I would also want to move that to accord the oversight did take place under the condition report.
So, because anyway, it was myself and you that I'm supporting that you adopt the report. I'll ask our officials just to check. I think it will be possibly next 10 when we can invite the MEC. So I'll ask just to check a date where we can have the MEC to come to the committee so that we can speak particular on this oversight. But also, I think it is just fair that members must speak also with her to raise the dissatisfaction on the manner in which we were not welcomed, neither we were sent off back by her, you know. We would have loved at least if she was there, but unfortunately she was not part. Honorable Morse?
Honorable Chair, I think I agree with you when you say they are a bit separate issues. The issue of inviting her, I'm going to appeal that let it not be an invitation exclusively on our business, but it would be prudent that we identify other issues on which we in the problem, because we can't keep on inviting a person. We identify other issues which we will also cover in that meeting. I support Honorable Machete, I support Honorable Swell, but I'm saying, can we make it more pregnant so that when we sit and talk, we shall have covered the whole crowd?
All right, but there is an argument that we are going to invite him. The next, there is a draft report on the petition of the residents of Triarch. On the reopening of Molehalangwe Middle School. On page one, we had the submission which was led by Chief Jerry Mahura, and they were two, but Mahura led the presentation. And then on page two, we heard the input by the HOD Zumashwe. And fortunately, I think all of us will be happy by the response that the agency has given, that they are going to sort out the issue of the school, and it's going to be reopened next year, January. And then the conclusion on page 3. Can we then adopt the report as a true reflection or make corrections if there are any? Honorable Lemuro Tessa?
Madam Chair, I move that the report be accepted.
Any second? Honorable Shagalana? Thank you very much. The last it's set of minutes of the 18th of February. We had a meeting in room 201. We had a briefing from DBE on the Northwest Department of Education, following the report on the South African Human Rights Commission on the issue of the status of mental health, and also the Northwest Provincial Investigative Hearing into lack of safety and security measures in schools for children with disabilities. On page 1 is attendance, on page 2 and page 3. On page 3, bottom is the introduction, and then we have the presentation from DBE on the Northwest issue, which went on to page 4 and page 5. Page 5, bottom, we also had the presentation from DBE on the health matter, which continued to page 6. And then page 7, on top, we had the committee observations, which moved to page 8. And page 8, bottom, we had the responses from the Department of Basic Education. And then on page 9, we had the conclusion. We considered the minutes of the 11th of February and the meeting agenda at 12:26. So those are the minutes of the last meeting that we had. Any corrections, or can we move for the adoptions of the minutes? Honorable Morateka.
Madam Chair, I can't move that this minute of our last meeting be adopted.
Any second? Mr. Baran? Today, which is good. So anything is then adjourned till we meet next week on the, what are we doing next week? Migration of it. Yeah. Okay.
Sure.